Podcast Ping with poetry by Patrick McNamara. If you want to have wealth, then spend some time on others, and in doing so you shall amass treasured memories of silver-haired friends with hearts of gold.
Said Red Bobby to James, that's a fine motorbike. A girl could be special on any such line. Said James to Red Bobby, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I see you at the corners and cafes and scenes. Red hair, black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled her on behind, and down to Knoxville they did ride. Said James to Red Molly, there's a ring for your right hand. I tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many men to get my Vincent machine. Now I'm 21 years and I might make 22. And I don't mind that I am loving you. And if fate break my stride, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Sergeant Craig, they're taking in James 80 for armed robbery. Shotgun blast in his chest, then nothing inside. Come down with Molly to his dying bedside. When she got to the hospital, there was him much left. He was running out of rolling, running out of breath. But he smiled. Cry. Said I'd give you my Vincent to ride. Said James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a Vincent Black Lightning and a red-headed girl. Now Nortons and Indians and Greaves just won't do. But they don't have the soul like 1952. And he reached for her hand, he slipped her the keys. Said I don't have any further use for these. As the angels on aerials and feathery thrones, swooping down from the heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and died.
The streets are paved with cement, not gold, and the flowers only grow in summer, but the people are used as common labor and viewed as only 4 feet tall. These are the people who build the land where the wealthy walk in golden slippers and take from the city the green it makes while skipping along with their head in the clouds.
Thank you.
Unmowed grass surrounds the majestic stump of an old oak tree. Behind it, a short set of stone stairs, the destination of an overgrown cobblestone pathway, is cradled by two well-groomed bushes growing wild, and ascends to the vacant place someone once called home.
Man's invention that they call atomic power. We all in great confusion, do we know the time or hour? When a terrible explosion may rain down upon our land, leaving horrible destruction, blotting out the works of man. Are you ready? Are you ready for that great atomic power? Will you rise and meet your savior in the air? Will you shout and will you cry when the fire is from on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power? There is one way to escape and be prepared to meet your Lord. When the mushroom of destruction falls, there is a shielding sword. He'll always stand beside you and never taste of death. When your soul will find safety in eternal peace and rest. Are you ready for that great atomic power? Will you rise and meet your Savior in the air? Will you shout or will you cry when the fire is from on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power? Atomic power, will you rise and meet your savior in the air? Will you shout or will you cry when the fire is from on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power? Are you ready for that great atomic power?
Poverty is a poison that fills the brain with dark dreams and thoughts of desperate acts. It is an illness that wears away at the soul, eating up the goodness until only a ghast remains.
Slow train, coming down that freedom track. Slow train, coming on down that freedom track. Don't need money in your sack, fancy suit on your back. Ride the slow train. Slow train, all God's children ride for free. Slow train, God's children get to ride for free. Don't need no stained glass recipe or a college PhD. Ride the slow train. Slow train, hop on up while we still can. Slow train, best hop on board while we still can. Just call on the name of a sinner's only friend. Ride the slow train. Come on and ride now, y'all. Slow train, fire and smoke coming out the stack. Oh, slow train, fire and smoke coming out that stack. Heading down the history track, ain't never coming back. I'm on the slow train. Slow train, coming down that freedom track.
rolling on down that freedom track. Don't need no bread in your sack, fancy suit on your back, ride the slow train. Yeah, don't need no degree, theology or fame, ride the slow train. Slow train. Slow train. Slow train.
Mountains of stone, granite, basalt, the stones of the rich, diamond, ruby, the riches of the earth, gold, silver, the earth that death brings, marble, cement. Thank you. for the houses and brick for the schools, brick for the offices with glass for the walls, iron for the window bars and steel for the locks, concrete on the sidewalk and asphalt on the roads, stone for the gardens and sand for the beach, so brick for the prisons and marble for the dead. The sun comes up and the sun goes down, and the world goes around. Workers leave home and enter their cars, and the world gets around. Employees leave work and head to the bars, and the world drinks around. People head home and turn on the TV, and the world turns around. As a third world beggar lies dying in the streets, and the world goes around.
Well, I wandered here to my home in the mountains. You surly walked on, I was happy and free. I looked for my friends, I never could find them. Well, I found they were all strangers to me. Everybody I met.
Silent Pen, for the writer who just can't get anything done, found at thesilentpen.blogspot.com. Music on this podcast is from archive.org. Music on this podcast has been 1952 Vincent Black Lightning by the Hemlock Gorge Boys, Paw Paw by Doris Glenn and Ed, Great Atomic Power by the Hemlock Gorge Boys, Slow Train by the Nashville Session Players, Lost Indian by White Lightning Boys, Mess Around by Eileen Jewell, and Rank Stranger by Unknown. Poetry on this podcast has been How to Be Wealthy, Emerald City, Abandoned Lot, Poverty, Stones, Urban Planning, and The World Goes Around. Podcast Ping can be found at podcastping.blogspot.com. If you have any questions or comments, you can contact me at writerpatrick@netzero.net. You can also check out my webpage at www.geocities.com/writerpatrick. Thank you for listening.